Good morning.
Y buenos dias. Welcome to LAMP.
The Lawrence and Mia's podcast.
Yes, back at it. Make sure you're following us everywhere at the LAMP podcast.
It's LAMP Tuesday in here.
Woo woo!
All day. Hello. LAMP Tuesday.
Yes.
10 o'clock a.m. This is where we air a new episode of this podcast, man. Tune in, man. We're here, man. We're trying to get y'all this good content. Stay consistent. You know, man, I got the beautiful Mia here, you know. I'm just Lawrence. That's it. I ain't nobody special. But I'm here, though.
Hilarious.
You know what I mean? I'm here, though. We doing the summer. It's hot.
Yo.
In Atlanta.
I'm not going to start with that rant because I already ranted on Facebook. It's too hot in Atlanta.
She can't handle it.
I don't like 100 degree weather. Like, in Philly right now, it's like 85. I think that's beautiful. 100 degrees, I can't go outside. I can't even, I don't know, walking from the parking lot to the store. It's just a lot. It takes my energy.
Yeah, I don't deal with the heat. I wish somebody would ask me to do. I wish somebody would ask me to do outside of it. What?
And you know what's crazy? Atlanta has so many festivals. There was a jazz festival. There was like a food and wine festival that happened in the parks and stuff. Mm-hmm. But every weekend that this is occurring, it's 100 degrees outside. I'm like, I'm not going.
I wouldn't know about them.
I'm not going.
I wouldn't know nothing about it.
Yo, I like stuff like that. But
I don't.
First of all, I'm not drinking no alcohol.
If it's inside, we can go all day, baby. Inside is what we could do all day.
You know how in the winter they do heated tents?
Yeah.
We need an air-conditioned tent.
Exactly. An air-conditioned outside tent, and I'm there.
Yeah, I'm absolutely. I'm
I don't do none of these outside concerts. None of that. This is an honest true story. A friend of mine came to Atlanta about 2 years to come visit me, mm-hmm. and she got tickets to the Janet Jackson concert. I said, ooh. I'm good. Let's go.
Yeah.
Then she told me it was outside. Do you not know? I sat in my car the whole time while she went to that concert.
You're bugging.
I don't care. I was not standing outside in that heat. True story. I sat in the car and she watched the concert. I wasn't getting out the car. It's too hot. I don't do outside events. I don't like to sweat.
No, I feel you.
I don't like my clothes getting. I don't like that, man. I like my stuff to be fresh. I don't want, you know what I mean? Them little wet pits. I don't do that. That's just my thing. I don't do that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I live, you know? But it is the summertime.
Needless to say, that relationship didn't last.
You know what I mean? It didn't. No, it wasn't even a relationship.
Oh, y'all just.
She was just a friend.
Going out with a whole lot of females that's just friends. Anyway.
Come on.
Anyway.
What I do, babe. I'm not hanging out with dudes.
Hence this conversation we about to have.
Exactly.
Hence this conversation.
Because it's the summertime. People going on vacation. People taking people on vacation. And the statement of being flown out.
Yes.
I've heard this statement a lot. From women and from men, mm-hmm. basically when you go on vacation. Or when you're just going somewhere and you're not in the same city or the same state or whatever. How does that person get to you? You know, fellas, are you flying females out to these locations?
Yeah.
Women, are you paying for your own ticket mm-hmm. to go to these places? I had an incident a couple of weeks ago with a female where she asked me, where she told me that she could not wait till I got to her city. Basically saying, like, I wanted to see you before you got here. And I said, all right, cool. Well, you can come to where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And she just automatically text me her name and her birth date.
Wow.
I had no idea what this was for. I didn't told you want me to know your age. Like, I didn't know what it was for. You want to engrave something? I don't know. But she wanted me to pay for her flight
mm-hmm.
to come out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my response was this. I don't pay for flights unless I'm in a relationship with that woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the main reason was because it is not expected. But if I fly someone out to a place that I'm at,
mm-hmm.
we getting it in, you know. We doing something. Mm-hmm. We bumping skins, you know. we exchanging fluids. That's what we doing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I didn't know she was ready for that, and I didn't want her to say, you know, that's expected. So I wasn't paying for a ticket. We got a whole argument. Well, not really an argument.
A debate about it.
She was saying that I'm not for real about dating her because I wouldn't do this.
Right.
And I didn't think that was true. So I wanted mm-hmm. to talk about it on the podcast and see what you think, see what Mia thinks,
mm-hmm.
see what is your opinion on this whole being flown out.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's great that you were definitely honest because I think it's that underlying thing. Nobody wants to admit to it, but it's that underlying thing when a man flies you out. Sex is expected.
No, it's not expected. That's what I want to put out there. Like, I made that clear. But the option needs to be available. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that Because there's plenty of times where I was in a relationship when I've flown my woman out. I flown my woman out and we didn't have sex.
Yeah.
But it can happen. Like, I don't want it to be uncomfortable if I tried.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if right. I attempted, you know, lick on your neck or something, you're like, eh, what you doing? Well, like,
attempts are going to happen whether the person was flown out or not. Even if you're in, like, I think the attempt is going to happen regardless. But I don't know. I'm not comfortable, and this is me, I'm not comfortable with a man that I'm not in a relationship with paying for stuff at that magnitude. There's certain price ranges that I am not comfortable with a friend paying for.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, if we... Yeah.
I should have put it on Spirit for $40.
You know?
That's what I should have did. I mean, you were... Okay, yeah. Straight hit you a Frontier. $22.
Yeah.
You can't bring nothing but a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Because you can't. You're going to have to pay for your own bag.
Yeah, you have to kind of see it, the relationship going somewhere to expect that. And I think there's different levels. Like, if you're of a certain caliber, have money of a certain caliber, to a man, this plane ticket is nothing. You know what I mean? So you're going to be like, sure, that's like, I don't know, sending an Uber for some men because they are at that, even women, they are at that level in their career and they're just income. You know what I mean? So I think that's one thing to consider. But for everyday people that... don't make a particular amount of money, a plane ticket is for real. That's a serious price. Let me tell you something.
I don't care how much money I got.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care how much money I got.
If you were a millionaire, no. If you were a millionaire and you were seriously interested in this woman and you want to have a date with her, but your schedules are conflicting, you wouldn't fly her, send her a plane ticket so that we can go out on a date and get to know each other and not expect sex? Think about that. You're a millionaire. This ticket for $250 is nothing. Like, well, let me send you a flight because I want us to have a date night.
Well, actually, I won't be a millionaire no more because I'm out $250.
You get on my last.
So I'm not a millionaire.
That's what
no
I mean by levels. It's just levels. So, hey, and, you know.
I don't know, man. I just don't. I don't care how many. Because don't get me wrong. I know a lot of quote-unquote people with money. And I do hear them throw that statement around about flying chicks here, flying chicks there. And maybe I just can't relate because I'm not at that status yet. Mm-hmm. But even if I do get to that status, I don't think I would do it because I have a certain moral compass about relationships and things I'm doing for the opposite sex. I just can't do it for someone that I'm looking, you know what I mean? Like, I just can't do it for somebody that I'm not with.
You know?
This is certain things I can't do. And that's just one of them. I can't. I don't know. I didn't feel comfortable doing it.
I get that. But I do think if you're rich.
To get you wrong, I wasn't even mad that she asked me about that. That wasn't the part that pissed me off. The pissed me off part was the fact that she said, I'm not serious because I won't do it.
Right.
That's what, like, what you mean? Like, this is what... So, me buying you this ticket is showing you how serious I am.
Mm-hmm.
Me spending $200-$300 on you is, well, honey, because... she was flying on Frontier.
I can't with
if this would have happened, she was going to be on Frontier Spirit. Just
not mad at that.
Just to put
not
that mad out there. You know what I mean?
Not
and
mad.
Then that's another thing. How would she react if I had did that? Like, if I had sent her that ticket, it'd be like, Spirit. She'd be like, uh-uh. I don't, like, because I know some female would have been like, oh, no, I don't fly on Spirit. Now, how you expect to get
then
out
you need
here?
To pay your own ticket.
You want to get on Greyhound?
Yeah.
I can do that too.
When somebody's doing something for you, you can't be choosy on how they do it.
You know what I'm saying? You can get on Greyhound. I'll wait for you. It's going to take you 12 hours to get here. You got to change 3 buses, but you're going to get here. So what you want to do?
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. But I've heard that statement a lot from different women, even if you're on vacation. So if I ask you to go on vacation, and then I say, Mia, get your plane ticket, I'll take care of everything else. How do you feel about that?
I think that's fair. I also think that's fair. Yeah.
Cool.
I do. Because if I just spend this $250 on this ticket and then, like, hotel, dinner, and everything that we're doing, the man that I'm dating is taken care of, I don't see an issue with that.
Yeah, but same thing. I put it on Facebook. Women didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
I put it on Facebook and, like, did a little
stuff
poll.
Like that.
Excuse me, and women still didn't want to pay for that. No, like, you asked me to go on vacation, that means you're paying for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying for everything. And if I ask you to go on a date, and we in the same city and I come pick you up, cool, yeah. I pay for everything. But I'm flying you somewhere. You mean to tell me you can't buy your own plane ticket?
Yeah.
You can't get it? You can't fly on Spirit yourself?
This is one of them case-by-case things. As I'm listening to him, I'm like, it's just one of them case-by-case things. But yes, I do feel like me buying my own ticket and when I get there, everything else is taken care of, I think that's fair.
I could do that.
I think, yeah.
Because I would do all-inclusive. I would do
so
all-inclusive.
Stupid. But I say that in saying, I have never, I will say, now that I'm thinking about it, I have never bought my own plane ticket.
So you've been flown out before?
That's the type of situations don't happen. Like,
answer
I've never
the question,
been.
Mia. Have you
no,
been flown out?
I've never dated someone. No, I've never dated someone that has been, you know, that busy or that on the go or that we're not in the same city. Like, I've dated men that travel for
Mia,
their job.
Have you been flown out? Answer
the question. I don't think so. The
She's
only
not using
place
her
I might
skin powers right.
The only place I might have been flown to, if I really think about it, might have been Philly. But that's just because the person that, I don't know, I'm from Philly. And the
so
person
you ain't never been flown out of the country or like to
No,
a beach
I've
or
never
something?
Been no, no. Because for that reason, I'm very, now if I'm in a relationship with you and we plan this vacation together, to me that's a different level. Like, we're planning this together, you bought the plane tickets, we secured the hotel, whatever, you know, it's more of a joint effort in a sense. Whereas if you're someone I'm dating and you want me to come out to this island, I don't know. As a woman, I feel a little pressure there.
So you wouldn't go?
I feel like I wouldn't, yeah, I haven't gone.
So would you go?
It depends. So it would have to really depend on the man and how well I know him.
Listen, I go.
Because
you
if you're take somebody
me
I met last I month go. And you travel a lot and you're like, Mia, come, blah, 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 and I just met you last month and I've really been in your presence maybe one or two times, I might not feel all the way comfortable. I don't really know you to be in this situation. But if you're somebody that I've known, like, for whatever reason, through the same circles, I've known you like 2 years, and we have a rapport, and all of a sudden, you know, we decide to maybe date, right? But I've known you like 2-3 years of my life, that's a different man to me where I might trust it. But I'll be honest, if a man that I just met and I've known for like a month and we just been texting, talking on the phone, wants to fly me somewhere, I feel a little bit of pressure. I feel a little pressure. I might be uncomfortable.
Cool.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta worry about me flying you nowhere. I'd tell you that right now. You ain't gotta worry about me flying you nowhere, baby. Not at all, man.
That's probably
I give it to you, man. Mia's one of the good ones.
That's probably Mia. Why I haven't been to many places. Because when stuff is offered to me, I always am that cautious thinker. Like, or, you know, I might, if I just met you and you offered that to me, I'd probably be like, no, it's fine. Well, I'll wait till you get back. Like, I'll wait to see, you know. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm uncomfortable.
Well, listen. You ain't got. You be uncomfortable.
Well, I need my own room.
Be uncomfortable.
Like, now I'm getting my own room. Like, I gotta.
Oh, my God. See, that's why I don't do it. This is why. This is why I'm not flying by out. Because I ain't got time for all that. When we come out, we in the same room. We cuddling. We all that, man.
Who? That's what I'm saying. No, I was talking to the audience.
Oh.
I'm just saying, people are crazy. Like, I've known you 3-4 weeks, and you want to fly me to this, especially out the country?
But then, hold on. See, that's that. Now, I have to not agree with that, because women always say that they want a guy who's up front and know what he wants.
No, absolutely. So, if you are some... Okay, let me go back then. If you are the type of individual that is okay with casual happenings in the bedroom, then I think, you know what I mean?
I got you.
Then I think you're probably okay with it and you go and live your life and have a good time. I'm just not like that.
She got a 90-day rule, fellas.
So for me, I would be like, yo, you know, because I do. I feel like, you know, I might have a liking for you this week and see something in you 3 months from now that I'm like, oh, no. You know what I mean? So, and now I done had sex with this man and I'm not going to be with him throughout my life. And you're just another man I had sex with? Like, I don't know. That's me. Maybe I'm too old school in my thought process, but.
It's cool. This is sparking conversation.
Yeah.
As well. So what do y'all think, man? Like, honestly, this is a very interesting topic for me. And I would love to know what the people that watch and listen to the Lamb Podcast think about this. Mm-hmm. Ladies, have you been flown out? Fellas, have you flown someone out? How did you pay for it? Did she pay for it? Just let us know about how you feel, man. Yeah. And that's today's topic, being flown out.
Flown out.
On Spirit all day. But this has been the Lamb Podcast. And I'm your
flying
host.
Spirit.
You's flying Spirit.
I'm flying Spirit.
I will put her right on Spirit.
I'm not flying Spirit. Especially, first of all, Spirit don't even go out the country. Do
girl,
it.
You go to Miami. You getting on that. You getting on Spirit of Frontier. You getting on. Don't be too bougie. I've flown it before a long time ago. But yeah, I did. You can't beat them prices.
No, I flew it once. And it was probably like 5 years ago. True. One time. And I was like, mm-mm.
Hey, man, look. When I first moved to Atlanta, I went from Atlanta to... They didn't go to Philly. It went to Trenton.
Oh, yeah.
For $26.
Yeah, that's dope.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, that's dope.
So don't get bougie.
I just felt some tight way because the price was so cheap, but then you charged me $50 for my carry-on.
No, you put a book bag. Put a book bag. You can't, they don't charge you for a book. They charge you for, like,
anything. See, I
anything.
Don't know the rules to them because I know stopped. The rules. I stopped after that.
If the bag goes on your back, it's free. Anything that rolls, you got to pay for it.
Okay.
So if you put a big book bag, put everything in a big book bag. And you
okay.
That's
okay.
It. So see, I just gave y'all a tip. So that's what y'all do. So now y'all got to subscribe to the podcast.
Yes.
Follow us.
Because we give good tips.
All day. And check back with us next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. This is the Lamb Podcast. I'm Lawrence Killebrew, and this is...
Mia Mendez.
Peace.